and no lie. One of my, might be one of my top three favorite people in the world. I have to say Michael and Sunny, obviously, are in the top two with you. But then I got my family too, you know. But besides, you are like one of my favorite people that has ever walked this earth, Skip Bishop.
Okay, you're telling me that I'm right under Sunny and Michael.
I mean, you're up there.
That is awesome.
That's a big
I feel call. Really good about myself right now. I'm canceling my therapy appointment for the week. You just saved me $125.
Hey, Venmo me.
Okay. What's your handle?
Well, for anyone who wants to Venmo me, it's at Caroline Hobby.
Let's see how that goes. Okay. Watch your phone, see what happens.
Skip, why don't you tell everyone how we began our love?
Well, I will tell you. First, I always had a crush on you since you were, appeared in my life as a... Well, actually, we met at Al Gore's house.
Oh, remember that? Great place to start.
Yeah, that is. We met at Al Gore's house where I was there with Sony, mm-hmm. when I was with Sony, as opposed to...
For everyone listening, Skip was the head of promotions for Sony Records for years and 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 years. He's broken all of your favorite singers, songs, acts. He's like a legend in the music industry.
Oh, come on.
You are. Listen, when you earned legendary status, you might as well just claim it.
Well, I think legendary means that you're an elder statesman. And, you know, even though my hair may be white, I actually put this color in. You know, this is not natural white hair. I have this. I pay for this.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, my hair is red.
It's called
Platinum Moonlight.
Why do you go from red to frosty?
It gives me some credibility.
I like it.
Anyway, so Stealing Angels, which you were in at the time, right? Mm-hmm. You guys were playing a set at Al Gore's house, and I was there. It was a fundraiser, and I'm like, oh, my God, this band is just awesome. And who is that girl? You're like Marlo Thomas, you know.
Who?
You don't know who Marlo Thomas is?
Marlo Thomas.
She's that girl.
Oh, okay.
Check your history books, you child. It was a tremendous... Marlo Thomas is the daughter of Danny Thomas, who had a show called That Girl. It was a sitcom for years.
Oh.
And called That Girl. Yes. And Marlo was That Girl.
Okay.
Anyway, this night at our buddy Al's place,
yeah,
we're all hanging out with President Gore, who really won the election, but that's another conversation.
Hey, we got in trouble because back then, like, Taylor, Jen, and I, who was in Stealing Angels, we were obsessed with, like, recording everything, putting everything on social media, whatever social media existed back then. So we were, like, filming, doing all this stuff, and we got in big trouble with the Secret Service because we weren't allowed to do that.
Huh.
Yeah.
I kept coming and going, chatting up the kitchen staff. Kitchen staff was fun.
Did you learn anything?
Look, a couple of cooking tips, and got a couple of free drinks out of the deal. But I will tell you.
Okay, I just tell you this really fast. One thing Al Gore said that I have never forgotten from that performance was someone asked a question: How much information do the American people really know about what's going on in government? And he said, 2%.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you. I got a moment or two to chat with him.
Oh.
And he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Cool dude. He's smart. He's, lives in Nashville. That makes him even cooler.
Totally.
And, you go back in your, history books to that election, and it was funky. You know, remember, we didn't know who was president for the longest time. And it was like, Al Gore's the new president. No, he's not. Now it's George Bush. No, wait, no. And it was... It was crazy days. I mean, of course,
we wouldn't know anything about crazy days now.
Yeah, now it's completely bizarre. Anyway, so we're at Al's house. We're all at Al's house.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the kitchen. You're taking pictures with your phone that you shouldn't take, getting national security problems.
Yep.
And Stealing Angels did a set and knocked it out of the park. And I came up to you after the show. And I introduced myself and said, you guys were absolutely fantastic. And we became friends on that day. And we used to see each other around. And I'd go, hey, you're Caroline.
AKA Marlo Thomas.
Yeah, you're the that girl. And you know, that's how we became buddies. And then years later, after you, like, okay, you appeared on national television on The Amazing Race mm-hmm. with your lovely twin sister,
Jennifer,
who it is just family too now. You guys came into my life because we were all working under the same little conglomerate, and then we all worked for the same record company.
And those were fun days.
Oh, they were the best. They were the best. I brought you over to the little label that we had called Hit Shop. You were already working on the publishing side as a writer, right?
No, as a song plugger.
Oh, that's right. You were the song plugger. Jen was a writer?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you guys started calling, right? I'd come in and say, do you know so-and-so? Do you know Johnny Chang in Houston? Oh, yeah, I'll call Johnny. And you'd call Johnny and he'd play the record for you. And I thought,
Dip had this brilliant idea.
Well, it was incredible. You guys were the best two promotion people ever. And
for everyone listening, a promotion person is when you hear your favorite artist on the radio playing and you're hearing your song that you love, there's a whole team of people on that artist label who go around to the radio stations across the country and get that song added to radio stations. And so
No matter what.
I mean, it is a serious job. It is hardcore. And Skip, it has been in charge of promotion staffs for years and years and years. Like I said, he's legendary. And so I happened to fall into this amazing experience where I was working at a publishing company and you were running the label. And then Skip, because Jen and I had been artists together in Stealing Angels, we had all these radio connections and we had all this, just this history with radio that was so positive that Skip had this brilliant idea.
Well, you know, we let you guys work as one. It was a duo. It was like almost like being an artist duo. It was an artist duo. You guys would go out, travel together, put on events together, do all those things, and you would come back with buckets of airplay. Because
really good.
Yeah, you'd walk in with those relationships, with your charm, with your smarts, with your persistence, and you guys, you were lethal. No one could, there is no resistance allowed or possible when you guys went in.
Well, I feel that. Jen and I used to have it down. We'd be like, we would just a corner someone. Like, you could not escape us. We were going to get the ad.
You know, I just Googled your podcast?
Yeah.
This is supposed to be about country music artist wives?
I feature many artist wives, which I think...
Wait, whoa. What I saw said the show is about interviewing country artist wives.
That is a big part of the show, yes.
Huh.
I think you would make an excellent wife to a country star. I mean, the hair alone.
There's awesome. A couple. Let's list a couple of issues. And thank you for that. I appreciate that. But there's a couple of issues. Number one, I've been married to Diane for 168 years. I'm the most boring guy in the world, as meaning that I'm white and straight. You know,
you're
just like,
boring. You're super avant-garde.
Okay. But taking on a country music husband is not really in my playbook because, you know, again, the physical attraction's not there, but I got a lot, but I do love a lot of them.
I mean, there's a lot of good looking country artists out there. If you had to be the wife to one of country music's biggest stars, which what? Who would you be married to and why?
Oh my God, that's a tough question.
You know you have an answer right on the tip of your tongue.
But I don't. I mean, okay, because again, I don't know. You know, it's not about the looks because, again, being a normal, boring dude
But you're not boring, so you've got to take boring out. You're far the
same. Okay. All right. So I would say I would look for someone with artistic qualities, someone that, I like the granola type. So I like the complexity of Brad Paisley's writing and personality.
Okay. Yeah.
And I like complex people. That's why I like you.
Yes.
I like the granola crunchiness of Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yes. Good choice.
Yeah. But, it's...
What about Jason Isbell? Is he a little too complex?
No, it's way too cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he and I can walk down the aisle together.
I feel like he's more your style.
My wife across the room is saying, what about Christofferson? He's a little old for me.
Ooh, Christofferson. No, he is the one. I would want to be Christofferson's wife.
Yeah. Well, I would too, as long as all of these people, I'm up for it as long as we don't have to kiss.
Well, then, it's going to be a really boring marriage, right?
No, God, no. We can read books together, travel, cook, all those kind of things. Yeah.
No kissing? Okay. It's a new spin on marriage, but hey, it could work. Okay, so if you had your front runner between Chris Stapleton, Kris Kristofferson, Brad Paisley, and Jason Isbell, who would it be?
I don't know. I haven't really gone through the list yet. It's hard to think. I've never thought about what man I'm going to marry. But it is, I'm a modern guy and I can have these thoughts. But again, I'm sort of comfortable in my own, current sexuality.
Okay, so
it's kind of hard to make that determination.
Okay, well, you've got some good choices.
You know who I like? I'll tell you who I like.
Okay, who?
I like Charles Kelly.
Great choice. He's fun.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's nice. He's creative.
Yeah. Good dude. He's a good dude. It seems like he's a good dude. Family.
Does Charles Kelly beat all the other ones? Is he your number one?
No. That's, I don't know. You're laying out quite a list here.
I mean, it looks like you've got a lot of favorites. Hey,
can we talk about some babes?
Okay, if you had to marry one country music artist, who would it be? Female.
I don't know. For some reason, my wife, who's across the room, is sharpening the knives.
Okay, how about this? Let's change this question.
Okay.
You've worked with many, many, many female country music artists. Who was the most enjoyable experience working with? I'm not saying you want to marry her, but who did you love getting to know and working with and pushing their career into stardom?
I will tell you, I did really, for a lot of reasons, enjoy working with Miranda.
What'd you love about Miranda? Yeah. She's great.
I loved her edginess and I loved she was very, we went and ran New York and did some promo stuff with her and her fantastic manager, Marianne. And, I just came to really enjoy her. Both of them, their sense of humor, their take no prisoners attitude, it was fantastic. I really liked working with Carrie because Carrie
Underwood.
Oh, please. I have to tell you, she has her eyes on the prize. She was very focused. She knew exactly what she wanted to do. She is talented for the entire planet to hear her voice and know how much talent she had.
How did she go about doing that? Because I feel like a lot of artists want to achieve that, but they don't get to the level of Carrie. What did she do?
I'll tell you what she did. She did, I'm going to have three words. Work really hard. She would do whatever we ask her to do in the early days. I'm sure she still does. That was her MO. Mm-hmm. But it was like, okay, we are going to have to spend Saturday calling 60 radio stations and doing 60 interviews back to back. Okay. All right. And it, whatever it was, hey, we're going to have to fly into this city and we're going to have to go meet with these people and do that. Okay, whatever it takes. She was always there, and she was on point and smart and driven and focused. That's exactly who she was. And it was, you know, it was just, and that voice. Oh, good God almighty.
So a lot of people say Carrie Underwood is really shy, which, like, when you see her on TV, it doesn't seem shy. But, like, knowing her the way that you know her, is she shy?
Yes, she definitely is. She's quiet. She's private. She is all those things. And I think shy is really a good thing. Some people misinterpret it as her being stuffy, but she's not. She's just, you know, she's shy. And when the red light comes on, the stardom comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she knows what she wants and how she's going to get there. And she's a very private person.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of people that are. It's tons of people are like that. If it was her choice, she's not going to walk around and shake hands and kiss babies everywhere. But when there's a job to be done and a commitment made, she never backs down.
That's amazing. Maybe I never made it as an artist because I am opposite of shy. Maybe I should be a little more shy, and that would add a little
mystery.
I feel like I own a chair.
Your personality is, you're doing what you should do. Your stage, your the entire world is yours. All you need is a stage to get out there and be the lovely, charming, and hilarious, funny person that you are.
I love that you think I'm funny, because I always feel like I'm not funny. Like, I feel like I'm a really good laugher at people who are funny, but I feel like I don't really have a sense of humor for myself.
Well, you got yourself fooled.
You bring out my sense of humor. There's certain people in my life that make me laugh and make me funny. Like, you make me funny. Taylor Lynn, my old trio mate, she makes me funny.
Yeah.
People make me funny. You're one of those.
Well, let me just give you an example. You asked me to be on an interview, so... about country music wives, and asked me what guy I'd like to be married to. That's pretty funny.
Well, you're funny, Skip.
But
we have something really important to talk about, actually. Well,
we do?
Have so many things to talk about, but yes, I mean, we're both involved. I'm recently newly involved in this incredible charity that's happening that is literally one of the biggest events for a lot of the Nashville community. Tons of artists participate. It raises so much money for a school, the Little Yellow Schoolhouse in Mexico. I need to hear details, and you need to share, because people who haven't heard about this need to hear about it.
Well, the Island Time Music Fest has been going on now for 12 years. And it's a remarkable and magical thing that happened organically that has turned into this major event. And what makes it so special is all the proceeds go to the school. It's a volunteer based concert. Now, you think about this. Some of the biggest artists in Nashville give their time. They take a week off because it's a 5-night event. This year it's only 4, but traditionally on the island of Isla Mujeres, it's 5 nights. And they could be out touring, making money. This is, of course, pre-COVID. That they give up this time and they go down there and they play and raise all this money for the school. Now, the school is for special needs kids in Mexico. Now, a couple of things that you need to think about. Number one, the Mexican public school system does not have the infrastructure to educate kids at this level of disability. So they don't qualify for the public schools. Secondly, just as in the U.S., private schools who educate kids at this level are expensive. And there's a lot of poverty down there, as it is in the U.S. And these kids really don't, you know, the private schools are out of reach. So they don't really have an option except to stay home. And the Little Yellow Schoolhouse was born from this. And several people got together, funded a 6-student classroom, 1 room, 6 students, and brought in a teacher to educate these kids. Well, now, because of the festival, it's grown into 1/2 block. The school, there's a full staff of teachers. There are 72 students now.
Wow.
We have a 79% conversion rate of educating children to they're at the level of being able to attend public schools.
Wow.
And if they still don't hit that level, they stay in the school, so they do get quality education. And the thing, everything, every part of the school, the teacher's salaries, the building, the materials, the insurance, everything is paid for by the Allentown Music Fest.
This festival pays for all of that?
100%. We raise enough money every year to fund the school for yet another year.
So this festival is crucial.
Oh, it's crucial, and it's beautiful, and it's amazing. And every year, the artists that go down to the island will visit the school, and it will put you in tears. Every year we'll have an artist that will perform, and it's just incredible. They'll perform for the kids, and then the kids will perform for the artist, and it'll just bring you to tears. It's so sweet. And then at the end of the visit, we all dance. The kids dance with the artist, and we've got some footage of that, which is beautifully heartbreaking. But we take over the entire island. It used to be a couple of people in a bar, and you know, and we'd sell some tickets and everything would be great. But now the entire island of Isla Mujeres is booked. You can't get a hotel room there during the festival. You have to go to Cancun to get a room. And people just flock to the island. All the events are sold out. And it's one of the most special things you'll ever see.
So people who want to attend as just participants and enjoying the concert, like that's people fly there and have a vacation and then just go to this festival.
Correct.
So they buy a
4-day pass, a 5-day pass that... So, you know, people are throwing down hard money. They're paying for, you know, a hotel for a week. They're paying for flights. They're you know, buying typically two tickets each, which, you know, is a chunk.
But this year, you, like, make it a vacation. You make it a very special vacation for yourself, because not only are you enjoying this amazing island, you're getting to interact with artists because they're just wandering around too, and you're hearing them perform in this very laid back, amazing setting, and you are doing something that is so, so, so important. By funding the Little Yellow Schoolhouse. I mean, wow, Skip, this is amazing. And you are the chairman of this. Like, you really are like the brains behind this, the mastermind.
I wouldn't go quite that far. I have no brains left, but I'm the co-chairman. There's a fellow named Rob Goth, who, it's really funny. We define music business. I'm music and he's business. He knows nothing about the music part and admits it. But he knows everything about, you know, I'll say, Rob, I got this great idea. We're going to fly a hot air balloon and, you know, we're going to do this. And he's going to go, and he gets out his little calculator and goes, no, you're not. And we work well together. But he lives on the island most of the year. Then he lives in the Midwest in some place that starts with an M. And he too does the business part, and I, you know, do the talent and the promotion and the marketing and all those things I enjoy doing.
I'm about to like take it on a different road. So you wrap up your thought, then I have another question for you.
My thoughts were wrapped up so long ago. I have to hit myself in the head with a hammer to get anything out of here nowadays.
How has this changed and affected your life?
Well, I will tell you, there's a spiritual connection. You realize that everybody's got these talents, you know, that whatever they are. I mean, if you really think about, you know, everybody has a talent. You know, the people at the grocery store that check you out, they have gifts. And when you find something that you can apply your whatever it is that you can do towards making the world better, it makes the world better. It makes you a better person. And I have found a sense of humility, and I've found a sense of spirituality that I can get together with so many of my great friends. And I said, we're going to all go down to Mexico and we're going to make a difference. And these kids lives are changed because of musicians going in there and playing and giving their gifts, their talent. They sing the songs they wrote, they perform for the crowds, and that's what they give. And these kids have a chance at a normal life. Tangibly, you see it happening from the school to the stage to their life on the island. And you see that all of a sudden they're lifted up. And it's one of the most incredible feelings ever. It really aligns your priorities.
That's amazing, Skip. That's really, really, truly amazing. I'm so sad that it can't happen in person this year, but it will not be stopped. The show must go on. And so it is going to be a virtual experience. And you're so kind to have me host a tiny bit of it. And Michael and his band, A Thousand Horses, got to play for a little segment of it. So tell everyone how they can see it, what it's going to be this year, and how they can give money, because I know everyone listening is going to want to do that.
Well, there's the easiest way is to right now just go to islandtimemusicfest.com.
islandtimemusicfest.com.
All the information is there. And we made a major decision just a few days ago that instead of selling tickets, we're going to open it up to the entire world. We're going to allow anyone that wants to watch the show and just make a donation. If your donation is 5 cents, we welcome it. If your donation is $5,000, we welcome it. Whatever you want to give, give what you can, give what you want to give. And through the generosity of so many people, the Vinyl Lab, the new vinyl pressing plant here in Nashville, has given us an extremely generous donation to towards the school and the production of the show. Kicker Audio has given us an extremely generous donation towards the production of the show. This was very big. Intercom Radio, which is one of the largest chains out there, is going to broadcast the show on their digital properties. And then they've asked for us to cut it down to one night. It's a four-night show. We're going to cut it down to one night, and they're going to rebroadcast it and ask for donations. One of the most exciting parts is the production itself is by Sean Silva's Tackle Box Films that everyone knows from his history with Kenny Chesney, with Luke Bryan, with Jason Aldean, with his mantle full of awards.
He's a great music video director.
Yes, he is the guy. He's the guy to go to. And he is directing the show. He's producing the show. His team is all. And this the quality of the show, the sound, and the visuals will be as good as any award show you've seen on television.
That's
and, nice. Yeah, so it's open to the world. I mean, you don't have to... You don't have to buy a $150 ticket to get in. All you have to do is go to islandtimemusicfest.com. It will take you to Nugs TV, and you can watch all four nights of the show, and we encourage you to give what you can. And that's what...
Maybe when the world even opens back up, maybe this virtual part will still stay a part of it, you know?
I think it will, because there's a lot of people that just can't really jump up and go to the island for a week in February. They don't have the time off work. And it now gives everybody a chance to experience this incredible music event. I mean, we've got Vince Gill this year. We've got 1,000 Horses this year. We have Lee Bryce, Runaway June. Kelly Pickler and Kyle Jacobs always host. They are the king and the queen of the show. And they never stop giving. This is their seventh year of hosting. And they are incredible. And they are workhorses all year long. The festival would not happen without them. They work all year to encourage their artist buddies to come to the show. They talk about the school.
Yeah.
And they're just blessings. Blackberry Smoke's on the show this year.
Oh, fine. I love them.
Yeah. Lisa Loeb is on the show again this year.
Say, I only hear what I want to, I don't listen hard, don't pay attention to the distance that you're running to. I mean, I know that whole song.
We could You could
anyway,
do well with her.
Don't understand if you really care. I'm only here negative. No, no, no. Yeah, okay. There you go.
That's pretty darn good.
Thanks. Lisa should call me. I can help her.
Okay, we'll put that together. But it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And you can also read about it in an upcoming edition of Monday Morning Intel, the magazine.
Ooh, what's that? Because now you have a magazine. Skip Bishop, everyone listening, you're probably gathering this. Skip does everything. He has done it all, does it all, and continues to do it all. So you have a magazine as well.
We do. We partnered up with some really interesting people. My business partner for the last 35 years is a fellow named Butch Waugh that everybody knows. We have a little company called Studio 2B Entertainment. And we partnered up with a guy named Rich Meyer, who invented a system called MediaBase, which is a research monitoring system. He partnered up with a guy named Steve Lehman, who was the father of a company called Premier Radio, which is just a massive organization. And these guys are all about tech research. And we put together Monday Morning Intel, which is there's a country version and a top 40 version. And the centerpiece is a new chart. And in that chart, it's not just an airplay chart. We take call-out research, we take retention scores, which is a technical thing that sounds like nothing unless you're in the radio and monitoring business, but it tells how long people actually listen to a song.
Oh, instead of just like flipping through and skipping.
Right. We take streaming numbers on the video, we take audio streaming numbers, we take airplay, and we put it all into a new configuration and rank records as performance, not just on airplay.
Okay, where can people go to see this?
MondayMorningIntel.com.
Okay, so the two big websites that we need to remember for this podcast are IslandTimeMusic.com.
IslandTimeMusicFest.com.
IslandTimeMusicFest.com.
And MondayMorningIntel.com. And one more. Okay. One more, if you don't mind.
Drop it. Drop it on the spot.
IslandTimeAuction.com.
Yes, tell me about that.
Autographed guitars, all sorts of great artist memorabilia, packages where you can win to fly to Mexico and stay on the island of Isla Mujeres, packages where you could come to Nashville for a star-studded weekend. There's so many great things that are all donations from so many generous people that you could win. But you'll see on the show, almost every artist signs a guitar on camera. And those guitars are going to be available on islandtimeauction.com.
Amazing. Skip Bishop, you never cease to amaze me. You are making the world such a magical, amazing, better place with your existence and your incredible heart and how you bring people together and how you give to the world. It is truly an honor and a blessing to know you. You're one of my most favorite people, as I said. You are a magical unicorn in this world, and I feel so blessed to have you as a dear, dear friend.
Thank you so much. That's so nice, and I feel right back the same way, like I'm holding up a mirror, and I love you that much as well. Oh. But can I stay married to Diane? Do I have to marry, like, Jason Isbell?
Only if you tell me which one you'd pick for your number one husband, and then you can stay with Diane.
I don't know.
You have to pick one. You have to.
I can't do it. I love them all different ways. But I'm sticking with my normal old boring self of just kind of a white straight guy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're not normal, old, or boring, but okay. If you just want to stay.
I've committed for 68 years. I'm staying in this lane.
Okay. Just might as well.
I don't know. Who knows what happens in the future?
It's wide open, you know? Well, keep me updated. If you decide to, like, go make a move on one of these guys, let me know.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Always wrap with one question.
Yep.
Which is, leave your light. What do you want people to know?
That love is all that matters. There's nothing else. Possessions don't matter. Property doesn't matter. status doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. Mansions crumble. Love is all that matters. Love is all that endures. Love is all that is eternal.
Amen. Skip Bishop, everyone. I love you so much, Skip.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.